Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. On this chilly Saturday morning, we have winter here in Florida. Yes, we do. Virginia, get winter. And it's one of the few times I can get to wear my Irish sweater from my cousin Eileen, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And so it's working beautifully. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Yeah, that thing looked really comfortable. Like, I was like, you know what?
It really is.
Very comfortable looking.
It is, but only during the winter time here, really cold days. So how cold did it get where you live?
Let's see. I think it was like 28.
Really?
Was it Friday?
Friday morning, yeah.
Or Thursday morning.
It may have been.
It's Thursday morning. Yeah, Thursday morning, I think, is when we got that.
We are experiencing winter, and it's going to be a great week. I mean, Floridians don't usually get this cold, and I love it when it gets this cold. Tallahassee, you're going to see some snow flurries, and there's going to be a little bit of snow up there. The rain, cold front's coming through. Usually it brings rain, and so tomorrow we're going to have rain again and another cold front come through on Monday. And then it should be, you know, partly cloudy, partly sunny for most of the state. And then we're going to get some rain on Wednesday and Thursday throughout the state, a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And so that'll be good. But next weekend's going to be beautiful.
Oh, great. That's so good. It kind of makes up for it.
It does. This is the weekend of the Scottish Highland Games. So the weather will be perfect.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. That's right. It is.
It is. And so we have a lot of great events coming up. And this is, you know, the starting the springtime season for us, where we have all kinds of great festivities going on. And so next month, we have the Orlando Garden Club is having their Hearts in Bloom orchid show. And it's their 29th annual orchid show. So here's just a clue for those husbands and boyfriends who are thinking about a Valentine's Day gift. Is to go to the orchid show. Take your sweetheart to the orchid show and let her pick out what she wants.
There you go.
And so we can start planning for that. That's February 13th and through the 15th, Friday through Sunday, Valentine's Day weekend. And so we'll be talking more about that, but that's just a little heads up. Get them all prepared and start thinking about what am I going to do for Valentine's Day.
Plan ahead.
And roses and orchids are all great ideas. Live ones, not dead ones.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
not cut flowers, but, you know, some nice live roses for the garden and orchids, which are one of the easiest plants to grow. So that is great. We are going to have a wonderful show today. We're going to take your calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and you can just put that into your phone, and you can just call anytime, and you can text anytime. Lizzie, you're really good about during the week. You sometimes have text messages come up.
Yes, definitely.
And so she gets those to me, and I respond as fast as I can.
Yes, definitely.
Fast as I can. So this is January. What can we be planting right now? Well, the vegetables, again, we're fluctuating. Our temperatures are normal next week for this time of the year. That cold we got was not normal, but not normally that cold. But we do get cold snaps. So this is the time of the year that we plant those root vegetables. And we plant vegetables that are good for stews and all kinds of hearty soups. And so that would be like the beets and the broccoli, Brussels sprouts and cabbage and carrots, cauliflower, celery and collards, endive and horseradish. Horseradish is good all year. Kale and kohlrabi and lettuce. Lettuce does really well right now. Mustard and onion sets, get those into the ground. Peas and potatoes and radicchios. Radicchio and radishes and roquette. Rutabagas. Love my rutabagas. Spinach, Swiss chard, and neeps, or otherwise known as turnips.
You know, and it seems like, because I was going through the list that you had done this last week, and I'm like, it seems like it's all like the dark leafy plants,
the really healthy ones for you. Yes.
Yeah, those seem to be the ones right now is when you want to get in the ground.
Exactly. And underneath the ground, so they don't need that much sunlight.
Oh,
you know, so you know, the root vegetables, and so that's good. And the cold weather is perfect for them. You don't have to cover them, you don't have to do anything to them. even the lettuce. And then this is also too, you know, you want to be a little careful about your spring annuals. You can still plant them right now, but we're going to be warm in March. And so I would kind of say the spring annuals are kind of on their way out. You don't want to plant them necessarily and, you know, get them to where they're going full blast. Do have time. And if you have a party or, you know, family coming down, go ahead and you can plant those pansies and delphiniums and hollyhocks and the alyssum will be good. Alyssum will be good through about May. And then also the foxglove and lobelias, they'll be fine. But, you know, this is going to get into warmer temperatures in the next 6 weeks, and they're not going to last that long. The time to plant winter annuals in Florida is in November and December. That way you can enjoy them for 3 or 4 months. And so that is good. And so we definitely want to just pay attention to what we are buying for our gardens and for our landscape. And so this is Arbor Day weekend. Arbor Day weekend originated in Nebraska in 1872. Sterling Morton, who was a journalist, saw the need for more trees back in 1872. We have Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialists. He's going to come up and talk to us about this cold temperatures and what we need to do for our fruit trees and our other shrubs in the landscape. This Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Are fungus gnats driving you crazy? Afraid of using chemical insecticides around your kids and pets? Stop fungus gnats with all-natural biological mosquito bits. The bacteria in mosquito bits is lethal to mosquitoes and fungus gnat larvae, but harmless to people, plants, and pets. Just mix a tablespoon per quart of water and apply. Mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and breaks the life cycle, so you can get back to enjoying your houseplants without those annoying gnats. Fight the bite and the gnats. Find mosquito bits at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightbird.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Today in Florida, January 16th, is Florida Arbor Day. We have with us this morning Dana Venrick. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am fine.
I'm sort of cold.
I was wondering how cold you were going to get in DeLand. What did you experience?
Well, we had 32 degrees here at the nursery.
But how long it stayed?
It only stayed for about an hour or two. That's about all. But there was frost all over the grass and all over the real tender plants that we weren't able to protect. We protected most of them with cover or putting them inside the barn. But the ones that we didn't, like the lantana and some of the coleus, were just like limp.
Limp. They're limp.
The frost.
Will they recover?
Oh, yeah, they'll come back from the base. You know, we like to put them in the recovery area and let them dry out a little bit between watering. We don't overwater after they freeze to let Mother Nature, you know, let them dry back until last of February or first of March. And then we'll cut back to the green tissue and they'll come back out.
Right, because now we're expecting another cold front to come through on Sunday night, Monday. So is that going to give us a double whammy?
Absolutely. You know, if you haven't protected your best plants or your tender plants before, cover them with a freeze blanket. Do not put plastic over them. That'll just direct the cold to the plant. But if you do use plastic, put like the freeze blanket or blanket first and then use plastic over that as a
windbreak
screen. But yeah, make sure that you do protection because you don't want to damage those tender plants anymore. They're less likely to recover if they get a double freeze.
Right. And that's what's so hard about Florida is because we're 80 degrees one day and then the next day we're 30 degrees. And when these cold fronts come,
people, we're like a sandbar out in the oceans, you know, we have a lot of fluctuation, and we're like on the border between tropical and temperate, so it changes rapidly.
It does. And so now your mango trees, how did your mangoes do?
Oh, my gosh. That's really a story in itself. There was no damage to the mango tree. That mango tree is so hardy. I keep it well fertilized with all the minerals and the fertilizers that impart cold hardiness. I test the soil. I corrected the deficiencies of potassium, magnesium, and a little boron. But it's amazing, you know, from my studies, the things that impart the most cold hardiness, things you can do, you know, especially earlier in the year and in the fall, are to put things that impart cold hardiness, like fish emulsion, for example, which is in our 1088 liquid fertilizer, and we also sell it separately as a 511 analysis. But that has the amino acids which reduce in the plant glucoproteins, which is the number one way you can induce more cold hardiness into a plant. The second most important way is with complex sugars that you would have at blackstrap molasses. And so those complex sugars impart cold hardiness Also, our fertilizer, like our 405 fertilizer, organic is very good because it has a number of things that help impart cold hardiness, including, you know, things like the sucrate chelation of the trace mineral, which is the sugar chelation. That's the number two way you impart cold hardiness.
Okay, so also, when people, so what data, so this is 7 o'clock in the morning. There's some people that are going, huh, what? And so all those technical terms and the names of the minerals, but it's really easy to come into Quality Green Specialist and then you and bring a soil sample and you can test it and you can tell them what minerals they need.
And the forms to put on, you know, like we have the things that impart that cold hardness, like the fish mulch and then the amino acids, all the things. You know, the natives were onto this a long time ago.
Yes.
Putting the whole fish into the ground near the tree.
That is so true.
But now we have the hydrolyzer, which is immediately available to the microbes that digest it, and it works.
And this is, you can give them a whole plan for the whole year. You can give them a whole plan. I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm just trying to get this information to everyone, but for the whole year, you can tell them exactly what to do. And so it makes it very easy, and it's not complex for you to create just the right nutrients and minerals for their landscape.
Exactly. We have the wide selection of those things that are organic, bioavailable. Do you know that digested, organic, bioavailable minerals are immediately available to microbes, and they need to digest them right away in ionic form that the roots take up. And so that's a myth that, you know, fertilizer causes a plant to be more cold tender. That's not true. If you have a light rate of things that are bioavailable and impart cold hardiness, like our granular fertilizer, like the 405, and our liquid foliar sprays like the 369 and the 1088, blackstrap molasses and fish emulsion is right in our formulations, depending on what you need.
So that's important because we tell people not to fertilize in the wintertime because new growth is more susceptible to freezing. But when you put on your minerals in the formulas that you produce, then it is good for the plant. And it will help them right away.
Absolutely. Great story is, you know, Bill Baker's trees in the severe freeze back in December of 1989, when his trees survived with no protection during that night, no water, no protection, because he had sprayed, you know, these nutritional sprays and micronutrients in the fall. And another great example is my mango tree. Going back to the mango tree, several years ago, there was a freeze that burned all the bloom off in February, and it fully rebloomed. I still had over 150 nice, big, delicious mangoes because the nutritional power in the tree was so good. Other people over there on the coast, the same winter, lost everything, and they didn't rebloom.
That's good to know because there's a beautiful mango on my street, and it literally has hundreds of blooms on it. And I know they're going to have hundreds of mango fruit. And it's good to know that they're going to be okay. And so, go ahead.
You see so many amazing things, you know, if you have good nutritional power. Like my papaya, had a big papaya tree for years, went through freezes. And I picked papayas off of that tree for years because I use things that part cold hardy, including the azomite, the great material, volcanic pumice, that Heinz Bucher, for example, documented gives more cold hardiness to plants. The late Heinz Bucher was a PhD with the University of Fort Ifas at Lake Alfred at the Citrus Experiment Station. But there is so many things that if you're aware that silicon dioxide that's in there, they document it gives a lot more cold hardiness to citrus trees, for example.
Wow. So now, is it too cold to plant plants and trees now?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things you can plant now. Cold hardy plants like peaches, all types of stone fruits, persimmons, all types of plants you can plant right now. And before You know it. February and March is going to be here, so get ready. We want to start early when it starts to warm up in February.
Mm-hmm.
You can plant most everything, including olives. We have a lot of beautiful olives, and we know how to produce oil now from them. From one test tree,
mm-hmm.
we pick 40 pounds of olives on that one tree, and
wow.
we press oil for the first time this year. You come by the nursery, you can sample oil we pressed from our trees. And so you will never taste a better olive oil. So smooth and no bitter aftertaste, so mellow and so full-bodied.
That's wonderful. So tell us where you're located in DeLand and what hours you're open, Dana.
We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just west of the Stetson campus. And we're open 9 to 4 daily. So come in and visit. We have a beautiful layout. We have a native trail with orchids that I put inside just to make sure they didn't get damaged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're all full of spikes of bloom.
That's wonderful. This temperature is going to cause orchids to flush out in blooms, and so that's going to be nice for the springtime.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
full of spikes of bloom right now.
How much soil do they need to bring in if they want to do a soil test?
Bring about a cup full to be sure, you know, at least half a cup of a coffee cup will work. But make sure you skim off the top of the soil and then take a continuous slice of soil to a depth of 6 inches,
mm-hmm.
and from like about a dozen different sites randomly around the tree or through the yard, and put it into a paper bag. Use like a stainless steel tube or a PVC
uh-huh.
pipe and to tap it out without touching it into a paper bag and label it well. And that way I can really give you a super accurate and comprehensive test with all the recommendations, including exactly what to put, so that you will be putting what you need and not putting what you don't need.
Exactly. Okay, Dana, so what's your website real quick?
QualityGreenSpecialist.com. There's a world of information on there. Give us a call, too, 386-734-8000.
Thank you so much, Dana. You stay warm.
And thank you for your service to the community. It's great to listen to you.
Thank you so much, Dana. Bye-bye. And that's Dana Venrick, and that is QualityGreenSpecialist.com. And you can go by there. And I definitely, every yard is different. Landscapes can change. The soil can change within 10 feet mm-hmm. of your in your yard. And so you definitely want to get a soil test before you put fertilizer down. And you can even do it this time of the year. Get ready for springtime. And Dana, he just has all the fertilizers right there. They make it themselves. So that's important. Just perfect for your individual lawn or landscape. So we do appreciate Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
An invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time, agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827. Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Welcome back. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, this is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are taking your gardening calls and questions. How are you doing up there in the Panhandle in Tallahassee and Gainesville? We're sending you lots of warm thoughts, but it's cold even in Venice. Got a text from a real longtime listener, Mike, in Venice, and he said it got to 38 degrees. Where he lives, and he had to run out early this morning and do something from his car. And his car display said, drive with caution, possibility of ice on the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Not often you see that in Venice.
Oh, now, Mike, I expect you to text us back and let us know. Now, do you have another little warning sign that pops up that says, watch out for falling iguanas? That would be cool.
That would be cool, too, yes. The poor iguanas. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be that they wake up and they're going, hey, what am I doing down here?
It is just ridiculous. And then I saw one that hit the concrete sidewalk. I was like, oh, dude, oh, man.
That's going to hurt in the morning. Yeah, that's going to leave a mark, right? Isn't that, that's what Tony always says. That's going to leave a mark. So we are going to have freezes. Your tropical plants are going to get damaged. But they will recover, but just hold off on pruning anything back next week. Okay, let's get through the wintertime. Just learn to live with just some plants that don't look so good, because when you prune it off, you know, it will stimulate growth, especially in tropical plants, and that new growth will be more sensitive, because this isn't going to be the last of the cold temperatures. Our last usually date of freeze is March 15th, the middle of March. So we are going to have probably a couple more freezes. We know we're going to get one next week. And so just be careful and just have your frost blankets, you know, on the porch or in the garage, so you can just take them out and put them down. Now, it's important that you lay it on it and then stake them to the ground to hold that warm air in. And circulate the shrub or the plant you're trying to protect. You want to do that. And so also to make sure you're turning your irrigation systems off. We are going to get some rain, but even if you don't, there's no need to be watering so much right now. So you can go once a week without watering. So right now, this weekend, no need to turn on the irrigation at all. Now, if you wanted to and you don't have the frost blanket, you should be able to pick it up at the box stores and the nurseries and the mom and pop nurseries like, you know, Quality Green Specialist or Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland and pick some up. They should still have some, but you can also use large boxes and even, blankets, but you got to make sure that whatever you put on it is not touching the foliage, because the material can freeze, and the boxes are good, but you have to take them off every day. You can't, you know, leave them on the plant for 2 or 3 days in a row, because they do need that sunlight. You make sure. And Lizzie, do you have artificial Christmas tree or do you have a real tree?
Right now we have a artificial one because...
You don't need to explain.
Well, I mean, it's like I absolutely love the fresh ones, but yes, we like to decorate early.
Yes, so they're not going to last so long.
That, yes.
You know, oh, I appreciate that. You know, I love the live trees, but they make beautiful artificial ones now. Mm-hmm. But I love the live ones. If you do, if you did have a live Christmas tree and it's out in your yard, kind of, you know, put it somewhere where you can make feeders out of it or turn it into a pile for bringing in beneficial insects, birds, habitat. Make it part of your landscape for the habitat. Not close to the house, far away. You know, you don't want to do this on a zero lot line in your HOA. They're not going to appreciate that. But if you have, you know, some space to put that Christmas tree out and even pile some more twigs and shrubs that are around it, maybe even some dead ones, that's going to make a nice little habitat for little creatures in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And then also skinks and salamanders.
Oh, there you go.
And birds. And so that'll give them something that they can use to build their nest with. This is the time of the year to clean out your used bird houses and your feeders. If you're fortunate enough to have birds in them, let's start the new year off with making sure that they're clean. Clean your feeders. That's very important. You don't want to get any disease issues or infectious bird seed there for them. You want to make sure the birds stay healthy. And then clean the bird baths. This is something that I don't think people do enough, and you especially do because of the bird flu.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to have the clean bird baths. And so, and then you want to make sure that, you know, if you did get some bird houses or some nice bird feeders for Christmas, they should be out right now.
Yes.
That will help tremendously too as well. You want to start your seeds of tomatoes and peppers and eggplants make sure that you you know, choose locally what you want to purchase, or get the seed catalogs and order those rare and exotic ones. You can go to GaryGrows.com and see our good friend Gary Bachman and his wonderful specialty peppers and tomatoes seeds that he has.
He's got some tomatoes right now. I don't know what he called them. They were really pretty, and they were little. They almost look like little cherry ones, but I don't think that was the proper name that he used.
Yes.
However, I was like, Gary, how far you live from me? Because I'm trying to go in there and eat me some cherry tomatoes. Boy, at least they look like
good,
them.
Don't they?
Ooh, yum.
Yeah. So Gary Bachman, and just he has wonderful peppers and tomatoes, and I'll post that on our Better Lawns and Gardens website. The newsletter went out. If you don't get the newsletter, it is free. We don't spam or sell your email address. It's very safe. But you can go to she-consulting.com and sign up for it, and you'll get the newsletters each month. If you're not getting it, let's say you signed up and you're not getting it, then check your spam.
Yes.
Because you might have, sometimes when I get my newsletter, it goes to spam, and I'm sending it out, and I go, that doesn't make sense. But
don't you hate that?
I do.
I'll actually just every once in a while glance at my spam. I'm like, oh, that's why I haven't been getting this and this and this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. So, no, it is. And so, you can give us a garden call right now, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. I know you're all snuggled up in bed and it's just too cold to get out of bed. Somebody bring me a cup of tea. I tell you, I had a tea fiasco this morning. Just had a heart attack. Poor Tony. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Like your plants are giving you the silent treatment? At Quality Green Specialists, we speak fluent garden. We offer the best organic-based plant nutrition products and the most comprehensive soil and plant tissue testing service. Plus, our nursery is full of ornamentals, flowers, and over 50 varieties of fruiting trees and plants. Visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com or come see us at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
From scenic lakes and rivers to picturesque bays, Florida has many beautiful waterways that are perfect for exploring by canoe. But even when paddling on calm water, it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Be sure you're physically ready for the effort, and always wear your life jacket. Before you go, know your limits. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see any vehicle parked on the side of the road with emergency or hazard lights flashing, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. That includes visible signage, emergency flares, even a disabled vehicle with a flat tire. Please give law enforcement, first responders, service and utility professionals, and fellow drivers the space they need. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Sunit mosquito dunks kill mosquito larvae in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and more. Just drop a dunk in any area of standing water and get up to 30 days of control. For larger areas of standing water, use mosquito bits. Both are EPA approved, non-toxic to people, pets, and wildlife, but deadly to mosquitoes. Fight the bite with mosquito dunks and bits. Find them at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Ugh, PB&J again. It's the third time this week.
Moms, packing lunch shouldn't be stressful. FreshFromFlorida.com has plenty of quick, delicious lunch and snack ideas to help freshen up lunchtime. Just look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop for locally grown, in-season fruits and veggies to please even the pickiest eater.
PB&J again. With Florida strawberries? Thanks, Mom!
Packing lunches has never been easier. Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Nightgard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
We are going to take Jenny from Citrus County. And Jenny, how can we help you? Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm sorry. Hey, Jerry, how are you? How cold did it get?
Oh, I had 28.
28 there. Degrees. Wow.
Yeah, it was quite cool on there. And it happened twice during the night when I tracked it on the weather service.
Oh, how cool.
It went up a little, then came down. Real cold, the 28 to around 7 o'clock. So,
Okay, wonderful.
That's why I'm calling. Yeah, that's why I'm calling you. Do you have recommendations on the freeze blankets as far as the source, the quality, material,
so,
whatever?
Yeah, the box stores, frost blankets are usually good quality. I'm saying that there's usually not one that's really poor and then get ones for a better price. They usually are pretty standard. And so go ahead and, you can get them at the box stores. Any local nursery that is around you should have them. And then also, too, Jerry, if you do have the internet and can go online, you can order them online and you can have them, by tomorrow or Monday.
Okay?
Just look up frost blankets. But I would call your local box stores or nurseries.
Yeah, I'll do that, and I'll check on it there. I just wondered if there was, just a favorite the best variety.
Yeah, so, no, there's. I mean, I've looked at all of them, and they're pretty much the standard. They don't really have a big difference because they have to be a certain thickness, and I for the life of me, I don't know what that is, but it's kind of like the material that you'll find in interfacing in a collar. Okay, and what the good thing about frost blankets is, Jerry, is that you can leave it on for 5 and 6 days and not have to take it off.
Yes.
The sunlight and the rainfall get through.
Yes, that's good. And they'll hold up good. And like you say, you got some advantages there. And I also appreciated the quality jeans green specialist, the advice on the minerals and stuff. That's on his website, is that correct?
It's on his website, but you have to take your soil sample into him. And so that he can tell you exactly what your soil has. And like I said, it differs for every landscape. But I would tell you...
He has a special test?
Yes. He can do the test on site. Now, in Citrus County, you can go to your extension office and get have them send away for a soil test. And you can take your soil sample.
What should they check for? Because one, I get one tested there. They only have... several things on one variety and then another one they have.
So you can go into your extension office and you can ask for a pH test, which doesn't test for minerals, it just tests for the pH. And then you can also send your soil away to the soil lab at the University of Florida, and it needs to get sent away. They can't do it at the extension office, but they can send it for you. And that will tell you what minerals you have and what you need to use for fertilizer.
Also, Jerry, Howie from Peterson's Nursery just texted me and says that they have frost blankets in Lakeland. So that's Peterson's Nursery.
So, yeah, that's in Polk County.
Yep.
Okay. Uh-huh. Super.
Yeah. So the minerals they do test for, this that would be the same as what the Quality Green Specialist does?
Yes, but they have to send it away, whereas Quality Green Specialist does it on site.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. No problem there, because it's a tough time for me to get way over there.
No, yeah, I agree with you. Take it to your extension office and tell them you want a soil assay test, and they will know what that is.
Okay.
You want a test
Thank
for
you
minerals.
Very much.
Okay, test for minerals, and they'll send it away for you.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's. Yeah.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
My top five trees are top five trees that are very drought tolerant. And that would be number five is the desert willow. Now, this isn't in order, but it's just a group of five that are really good. But desert willow, the Chiliopsis linearis, zone 7 to 11, and unlike the wetland willow, this Chiliopsis is native to Texas and northern Mexico, thrives in hot, sunny locations, has a beautiful burgundy flower, and that smells nice, but it takes very dry, sandy conditions. Number four, Royal Poinciana, for those of you in South Florida, zone 10B to 11, red-orange bloom that literally covers the tree from May to July. And then it loves full sun, grows about 40 feet tall, but it can take very dry conditions. Number three, Arizona cypress, one of my favorites. It is a beautiful fir-looking tree. It is blue-green. Different varieties can get anywhere from 8 to 15 feet tall and has a wonderful fir fragrance. Number two is a scarlet buttlebrush, can get to be 15 to 20 feet tall and 15 to 20 feet wide. There's many different varieties of the scarlet buttlebrush. Very dry, sandy conditions. Hummingbirds love it. And so it's a great pollinator plant. And number one is a sea grape. For those of you on the coast, sea grapes love very dry conditions, can get to be about 20 to 25 feet tall, loves full sun, and is a great pollinator plant too as well. So those are my top five trees that love to be dry. And that's going to be important, especially when we have these droughts right now. So thank you, Lizzie, for doing that. That's great.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Usually we have it at the beginning, but I wanted to take Jerry. And Jerry, just so you know, that test is about $35, $35, $40. But it is so worth it because it tells you exactly what's in your soil. So go in and get a soil test. It's not a pH test. You want to know what the minerals, what your soil has in it, so you know exactly what to fertilize with it. So that will be great. Let's see. Mike in Venice, Lizzie, said it's a Kia, and it has all the bells and whistles on his car. He had a car this morning that said, watch out for snow and ice, or not, watch out for ice on the road. And in Venice, that's really unusual. I had taken a photograph of that and just kind of said, yes, we do get cold temperatures. And it's programmed to, when the temperature display reaches 38 or so, the message automatically comes on. So that's what he thinks happened, that it said, you might have ice on the road. So, I'm sorry. Yes, Brad, I'm going to get to that next. I do have that down. Hummingbirds will start coming up, migrating from Mexico, South America in mid to late February. They'll be coming through around March, February, March. They come back up north. They migrate back up north. And then they will be back down again in October, the end of September, first part of October. As soon as fall starts up north, they start to get in their head that they got to migrate south again. And then we have hummingbirds that do stay here year-round, that don't migrate. So I'm always amazed at those little birds that they can fly across the Gulf of America and fly across that water and not have to land.
Oh, yeah.
You're so small.
Yeah. Whenever you see stuff like that, then I'm like, why am I not in the gym every day? It's crazy.
That's true. Now, I mentioned Arizona cypress real quick, and I just wanted to say this, that the Arizona cypress used to be a Cupressus genus, and they have moved it. They did change it. In 2024, it's the correct classification for it now is a Hesperocyparis, and that was new to me. So usually I call it Cupressus, but it is now known as Hesperocyparis glabra, and it was changed because the molecular and the genetic data that they found in the plant was not the same as the Cupressus molecules and genes. And so it is now classified as a totally distinct, separate species.
Oh.
So that's pretty unusual.
Did it, like, morph into that, or?
Nope. They just the genes, the genetic scientific research is getting so good that they can find these, not discrepancies, but differences, that they say, well, this plant looks like this plant, but the gene molecular structure is totally different.
Oh.
And so it's really cool. That they do that, but sometimes, you know, like the tabebuias. Oh, I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
The tabebuias are already in bloom.
I saw that. And, you know, I've said for 5 years, I'm going to get, a yellow and a pink one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And,
the pink ones are in bloom.
Still haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, so that's kind of, it's really early for the tabebuias to be in bloom, but I figured that the November cold snap and the couple of days we had cold in December kind of pushed them forward, because then it warmed back up again and they go, oh, it's spring.
Yeah, so my sycamore tree is just like, I hate you.
So your sycamores in fall weather.
Yes.
We have a great, great talk coming up with Austin Tolman. He's with Word of Mouth Tree Service. And I have been, I have been working with Austin for over 10 years. They hit him and his dad, Perry Tolman. And they are a great tree service. They're certified arborist. And we're going to be talking about tree risk assessments, what we need to be looking for. This is Arbor Day. A lot of cities are planting today. Check with your city's website to see if they have an Arbor Day planting somewhere or giving away free trees. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show or want to go back to listen to past episodes, you can go to betterlawns.com. That is betterlawns.com.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.